names, you know, besides Negro? I mean, you know, just either you know, good or bad names that they'd be called?
No. We never called them anything.
Yeah, did you ever, you know, hear other people call them? Sounds like it's pretty good.
The people, I don't know what the combination is, they call conks. But they're the whites, they're the island people, I think, and the people that, the native island people.
Mm-hmm.
They live down there, some, a lot of them are in Key West. I guess they got the name because there's a lot of conks down there. I don't think it has anything to do with the people or their nationality or anything. It's just they think about fishing, conks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. What about Negro names for whites?
No, I never heard any. We just were all friends, and we had one that lived at the house and worked for years and years and years. She was just part of the family. Mm-hmm. And we had another one that we took to California with us when Betty Mae, that's my oldest daughter was 2 years old. That's the first trip we took, mother and dad. And Mr. Wilson and Betty and myself went, and we took Liza with us, and she looked after the house and did the cooking after we got there, but she looked after Betty all the way, and she was another one that was almost like the family.
Can you tell me some of the games and stuff like that that you used to play when you were little?
You mean as children?
Yeah.
We played hopscotch and we played tag. And we played charades a lot in the house, but outside we played these other things. And I had a big bay tree in the yard, and we all climbed that tree. We were all like a bunch of monkeys, and we each one had our own limb. This is not every. It was our house, and we used to visit back and forth in the tree, climb around the tree. I had two cousins that lived just across the street, and there were two boys that lived just not too far away. Just the other side of my Uncle Dick's office, which is a little over a block away. And then there were two other boys that used to come down. And apparently, I'd forgotten, but I had a birthday card from her this year, and she said, "From your old tree climbing pal," so she must have come over and climbed with us. We played hide and seek. What's the game where you come up to a line and you make like you're doing something, you make motions as if you're doing something like sawing wood or playing a fiddle or something like that, and the other side has to guess what you're doing. We used to play that a lot. That's something like charades, but and then the minute somebody hollered out what it was, if they got it right, you ran, and if they caught you before you got back to your line, why, you had to go on their side. That was one of the games we used to play.
It's like, I'm going to go ahead and turn this over because I don't know how much more we
got. Then there were two other boys. They used to come down. Apparently, I forgot, but I had a birthday card from her this year, and she said, "From your own tree climbing pal," so she must have come over to my house. laid out.